You're listening to Radio Influence.
Hello, I'm Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Not on this show. We're going to start off tonight's programming. By the way, this show is premature. Absolutely. Immature and premature. Meaning it's been pre-recorded. Meaning Wednesday was a very busy day for me in my responsible part of my world. So I've decided to record this show Tuesday night at about 9 o'clock when I've had a few cocktails and a bowl or two. And I predict as the show progresses, the word progresses will be a clusterfuck. How's that sound? Me too. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is Tuesday night, about 8:30. I do not come to you live, and I, like I said, Wednesday's a busy day, and I'm sitting here all day Tuesday, you know, took the dog to the park and did a couple small things. I really didn't do anything today. And I was like, man, you know what? You better do your podcast now because Wednesday's just too busy. You got too much going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's like we come to you in Technicolor. Remember like all that stuff in the 60s and 70s when you were watching TV and a little peacock came out and it was like, oh, that's so cool. Now, fish and fights. I'm watching, because this is a great time of year to bass fish down here. If you notice on my Facebook page, if I catch anything above 2 pounds, I post it. And, you know, I'm still waiting for a nice lunker, but I think this is my spring to get it done. So what do? It's like when you're ready for the NFL draft, you watch, you know, college football. Well, when you like bass fishing, what do? You watch professionals bass fish. And I know that's an interesting to like 0.15% of my listening audience. And the rest of you can fuck off because it's my show and I don't care. But when professional bass fishermen are like in it, you know, it's like a boxing match. Sometimes they fish the same spot at the same time. And check this out. This is how we start the show tonight before we even go into the intro.
That could be the one right there. That is the one.
That's a big one.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Look at the camera. I'd say 3.5-4 pounds. Good size largemouth. Pretty colors. All right. All of a sudden, here comes the other boat. This is great. I love this.
We gonna play this? I give you a half a mile down there. What?
If you fished in here, I didn't see you the first day, dog. Oh, why are we?
The guy is still holding the 4-pound largemouth in his hand. He hasn't put it in a live well. And, of course, he keeps the fish alive for the weigh-in. 96% of the fish are returned alive. It's a great concept in using the technology of live wells and stuff. He's literally holding the fish in his left hand, arm completely. It's called bottom lipping him. You bottom lip him. He's got his right hand up around his ear like, I don't hear you, motherfucker. And this is great. This is like fishing fights. I love this. He lands the fish. Okay. By the way, all these guys, you know what? Nothing personal, but these shows are about enticing a live animal to bite an artificial life form. That's it. Entice the fish. Because there's no sport in landing these fish. They use 7.5-foot rods. They use like 60-pound test braided line to catch a 5-pound fish. Fish doesn't have a fucking chance. This isn't like a 5-pound trout. See? Told you. A 5-pound trout on, you know, 8-pound test where it actually breaks the line based on ratios of weight. These guys literally muscle these motherfuckers across. So it's about two things. They got to entice it to bite, then they muscle it, but then they have to land it without a net, at least the Bassmasters do. Other guys get to use nets. So it's not a lot of sport. It's not like the fish has, you know, got a chance. So he, you know, he muscles the fish. Here he goes. Okay.
That could be the one right there.
That could be it.
That's the one.
That's a purty fish. Purty. P-U-R-T-Y. Purty fish. That's a purty fish.
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, you're fishing for, you know, 100 grand. And, you know, what they would call, a, you know, you get five fish, 5 pounds a piece. That's a 25-pound bag. That's a lot of largemouth bass or smallmouth or combos of different fish species that are allowed in the tournament. So these guys get all pumped. They're like, yeah, yeah. So he's like, all of a sudden, you know, he's going to take his lure out of the mouth and put him in the live well. And here comes the other boat, like, you know. Hear him huffing and puffing. Fishing fights right here in Dangerous Conversation. Motherfucker.
We gonna play this? I give you a half a mile down there. What?
If you fished in here, I didn't see you the first day, dog. Why are we playing this game? I'm trying to win 100 grand.
I gave you a half a mile down there.
One day you'll be leading one of these things and have a chance to win, and I'll get you back.
Big boy. See that right there?
Show the camera good. So the 100,000 people watching know what you did.
I gave you a half a mile, and you come up there and slid in front of me 100 yards.
I slid ahead of you 100 yards.
Dude,
how do you figure?
We got the tape.
Who was running this bank first, me or you?
Hey,
you weren't here.
You want 3 miles of it?
Look, dude, I ain't mad. I'm just going to fish. But this is where I'm going to fish.
So picture like two-on-two basketball, same conversation, you know, right? Picture two guys playing handball, same conversation. Hey, you think you get it? It's like the competitive spirit of men never... They're not all like, hey, did you catch anything? Well, good luck. They're like, fuck you, motherfucker. I was fishing here first.
It's right here. If you want to fish here, you come up here and I'll leave. Okay?
Here we go.
Come on up here and fish in front of me.
Now he goes like, oh, I'm going to get him with the psychological move. Y'all want to fish up here? I'll move. I'll make you the villain. You know what's weird is how I suddenly just adapt to that. You know what? What? You know why? It's because I grew up in Connecticut, but I moved down south in 89. And now all of a sudden I just, hey, listen to me. I'm talking to you. It's like you don't oversell it. And all of a sudden, fishing fights.
Well, it started the crap.
No,
you want to be a smarty down
there. That's not true, Hammer. That's not true.
Look here. That's what you get right there. He's in the box.
Okay, what he just did was, the fish he just caught was a nice 5-pound largemouth. He's like, that's what you get. I caught the fish you wanted. It's in my box, bitch. That is so cool. Oh, you know what? The fish will survive, and one of these two guys actually wins the tournament. Spoiler alert. But yeah.
We'll see at the end of the day, Shooter. We'll see.
Yeah.
So that boat was in here on day one? I don't think so, because these boys was here and they didn't see you. I didn't see you.
They is things you don't do.
He's still talking back there. You know, he was freaking on that. He wasn't on that bank at all.
I don't know where the hell he was Thursday from. Hell, I don't know. I guess I'm just supposed to move out of the way and let you win.
Let me tell you why you're here.
You have 210 story office buildings.
We just witnessed some kind of...
You don't find a desk.
Secondary.
You don't find a chair.
Follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center.
You don't find a telephone.
Some kind of explosion. A lot of smoke come out of the top.
110 stories high. They are no longer there.
The building collapsed to dust.
To dust. To dust. To dust. To dust. To dust. To dust. To dust.
This is your last chance.
I would ask.
After this, there is no turning back.
Once all the facts are out,
you take the blue pill.
For your understanding.
The story ends.
And for your forgiveness.
You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want.
Media is the...
You take the red,
nervous system of a democracy.
You stay in Wonderland.
If it's not functioning well, the democracy can't function.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
The democracy red can't pill, function.
Red, the red pill.
Take the red pill.
You have to let it all go.
Take the red pill.
Fear.
911truth.org.
Doubt.
WhatReallyHappened.com.
You just believe.
WTC7.net.
Free your mind.
Take the red pill.
Y'all, I've been fishing here all week, fucker, douchebag, motherfucker. See, they can't do that because, you know, they have sponsors. What's going on? I am premature. I am, about 24 hours early. Pre-recording the show Tuesday night. I know you're tuning in right now. Most of you download, and it don't matter, but... Welcome to Dangerous Conversation, the escalated alcohol intake show. Yeah, there you go. Had a wonderful day off. The dog to the park. Chilling. I got some good things going on tomorrow. A little recreation, a little business related. It's like, man, Wednesday is so busy, I can't do DC. And I either do it live Wednesday nights at 8, probably not that much anymore. And most of the time I record it on Wednesday. So I'm coming to you Tuesday night, and I don't give a fuck about your goddamn political opinions. I am just going to, you know, for the sake of the program and for the sake of my sanity, address you lean left, you lean right. Okay, I get it. Jesus Christ. It's, you know, I thought social media for a while was well balanced because it was about progressive thought. I don't mean that politically. I just mean, you know, what if we tried this, or what if this happened, or what if, what ifs? A lot of people putting thought into the paradigm. And after that, you can kind of look at it and go, wow, that's a great concept. And someone builds on that. You know, the idea of sharing ideas and concepts. Now it's just hardcore left or hardcore right in this. Jesus Christ. Seriously. Take a fucking day off. Get off of Twitter. Get off of Facebook. If you can't go 24 hours without posting anything politically related to anything anywhere, you know what? You need a little balance. I'm watching fishing shows. You know why? It's a lot. I love bass fishing. I love watching these pros just dominate these lakes and their concepts of how you can, again, entice a fucking stupid-ass fish to bite something, and that fish is returned to the lake, and the cycle continues. And, you know, I've done that. I've been standing on a shoreline where all I cared about was I had some cattails to my right, and it was a red-winged blackbird. And if you've ever heard the call of a red-winged blackbird, it's very unique. And every time I hear it, I think of fishing. Because I was 12, and I was fishing with my big brother off of some tree stump. You need to disconnect. Okay? You need to, please, I don't care which way you lean, you know me. I'll respect that your beliefs are what you need. That's cool, but just don't shove them down my throat. And if you do, I'm going to say, fuck you, get out my face, and I'm going to tell you 10 reasons why you should. I'm not worried about your beliefs. I'm worried about Jesus, man. I didn't vote for Trump, but guess what? He's that guy. Let's see what he does. Let's see what he doesn't do. Let's see why people resent him. And I'm all for marches. And I'm all for protests. They're a beautiful thing. Because it's not just about, I don't give a fuck what you protest about. If you line up with 10,000 people and you protest, if you've ever been in a protest, you know what I'm going to address. There's an energy. And it's an energy I kind of consider an energy of consciousness, where people like-minded, they don't always all agree. There's some people in the crowd that disagree. You know what? It's just this wonderful friction in the yin and yang going on. And I love watching it because people are passionate in their own individual journeys. But then again, they go, oh, my God, do you believe that too? And then there's 100 people talking about out loud as a group, a group of strength, or 20,000 or 200,000 expressing their opinion. And if you don't like their opinion, fuck you. What? Somehow the world's all about what you believe? Someone else isn't allowed to march anywhere or protest anything? Fuck you. How arrogant of you to think that you can somehow dictate what another person thinks, feels, and wants to say out loud. Fuck you. Both sides of the fence. Seriously. How arrogant of you. Think about that. And it, and it's always like, well, you know, on one side, the right was vocal, and then suddenly their man came into power and they got quiet. And then the left man came into power and the left was quiet. And then, you know what? At least be consistent in what you believe. Okay, that's rule number one. But if you cannot see the idea that I'm right, they're wrong, doesn't have a gray area, then you're an idiot. Seriously. It's completely ego-driven. It probably has no connection to spirituality, because once you go in that direction, you start to, realize that, everything's one, that kind of thing. And then you can see the purpose on the other side, and you can see the purpose why that person believes that, and you can kind of empathize with some of the things they think or believe, and that's what a Martin Luther King did. He could unite left and right. It was because the progression of man, the progression of our species isn't going to go forward until we understand our unity. It's not about a concept of money. I say this all the time. It's not about inventions and technology will help ease a struggle. And if that's what we're going through, that's a different conversation. But when it comes to actually caring about someone that lives 8,000 miles away from you in a, Afghani village and going, oh, fuck him. We need the oil. And then the quantum leap where you understand that at incredibly base levels, you are him, he is you, you are all part of this same magnificent, wonderful thing. I don't even, life, creation, multiverse. I mean, when you can start feeling that, you can start empathizing. Wait a minute. I need to have my bell ready. There we go. Scotty's getting liquor nap. You can start empathizing with someone you've never met, and that's what empathy is. Empathy means if you've gone through pain, and you see pain in another person that you don't even know, you feel a connection. That's a beautiful thing. That's our progress. That's where we're going to end up. Again, that is what all this connectivity of social media and internets and third world countries getting satellite communications and knowledge is power and all that stuff. It is literally connected. It might take maybe a generation or two, but it's a beautiful thing to care about someone you've never met before. And I think that's where we're going. I really do. I mean, I would like to think, I'm using the fishing metaphor as us, I was just fishing there. We're going to have disagreements. Okay, we're going to. And Facebook is full of them right now. Absolutely stacked with them. I mean, I go to, you know, I got like, I don't know, 1,600, 1,800 people on Facebook. Like three out of four are political, and they're very polarized. They're incredibly polarized. You got people that didn't like the Donald way back then, mostly left. Isn't it funny how the left has suddenly found its voice to protest again? The quietest group of people for the last 8 years would, you know, Syrian babies being blown to smithereens, and suddenly Meryl Streep cares about violence, and oh, Donald Trump, blah. You know what? That's what I'm talking about. You leaning left or you leaning right is about the way you were raised or about your financial status, about your religious upbringing, or, you know, mom and dad were hippies or whatever that fuck is. But you know what? We don't make any progress until you can see to the other side of the fence and find a connection to that person. And, you know, if you've ever listened to DC way back in the Radio IO days, I kind of labeled it as 80-20. 80%, okay, 80% of our life journey from birth to death is identical. And we'll get to that in just a second. The other 20 is everything. You're fed by the mass media. You're taller. You're different color. You're different religion. You're this and he's that. And this is a man and that's a woman. And separation, separation. And this is a black person. This is a white person. Separation, separation. In other words, any physical difference or, you know, philosophical differences or, you know, yeah, you grew up in different cultures, cultural differences. These all exist. You don't ignore that fact. But that's just like the outer layer. The inner layer is the 80. The 80% of I was born and I took my first breath and I opened my eyes and then I could finally focus them. And I could taste my first food and I could grasp my first spoon. And the first time I said mama or dada, or the first step I took, or the first time I fell down and didn't cry, or the first time I learned to run or throw a ball. Or kiss a girl, or a boy, or whatever. Or write down something, or give a speech, or become a confident person in my 20s, or become someone who's so insecure in their 20s. All the way, through the whole life process, midlife, I'll walk you through the whole fucking thing. That's 80%. That's the same journey all of us have. All of us. No one is immune to being born or having a memory or a horrible memory or nightmares or insecurity, like I said, or, you know, out of control ego. I mean, the whole life experience is exactly, not exactly the same, but there's like dozens of those categories that we all go through. Every one of us. Okay, the other 20, again, is about, oh, my skin's a lot lighter than yours, or my hair looks different, or my face is structured different. And, you know, that's what the mainstream media pounds into our skulls. And they're good at it. They're really fucking good at it because social media is becoming very polarized. Very, very polarized. And it's okay. You're allowed your take. And I'm seeing some people, you know, I'm seeing most people very polarized and being dickish. I'm seeing some people a little less in kind of reaching out and saying, okay, I'll give this guy a chance, or, oh, maybe you made a good point here. But you know what? I know it doesn't represent everyone. And I know there are algorithms, and I know I'm only fed certain pages, but I also realize that I don't see, at least not now, maybe in the next year, who knows, troubled times bringing people together. I see competition, anger, I see a ton of resentment, a lot. A lot of times people talk about, let's say, the welfare state abusing the system. I don't really challenge him. What I'll basically say is you don't care about the government waste in dollars because it's minuscule compared to the military-industrial complex. What you care about is you're working 60 hours a week to feed 4 miles, and they're getting shit for free. And that is your complaint. People working the system. But that's what they want you to pay attention to. They don't want you to to pay attention running the system and rigging the system. They want you people resenting people at the bottom. They want you hating that person or that person hating you or resenting you, because that is the divide and conquer. That is the wedge issue, abortion, you know. These are all wedge issues, and they always will be. You feeling me? So 80% of your life is exactly like mine and these two guys fishing. And I kind of wanted to open the show with it because I wanted to have a little bit of a monologue. But since it's the night before when I should do the show, and I'm going to be honest, I am half liquored up. Hang on a second. I'm working on it. I'm dumping some funny down my throat as a... As Doug Stanhope would say, hang on. I don't know if you can hear that in the background because the way I have the sounds setting set. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Woo-hoo. I've just reached another stage. I think as this show progresses, I will avoid word like progresses. See? Forgot the S on word. This is what I'm talking about. Tonight's program is brought to you in a constantly morphing matrix where the host will lose his ability to communicate to the listener as the show progresses. And if the listener is aware of this fact, then we can continue with the program. Can we do that? Good. So what I've decided to do, since I don't feel like thinking like a lot of you are, you know, I was like, top 10, go lists. Just go to a whole bunch of lists. But I got so many of them saved, I don't know what to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like, in Jeopardy, give you the categories. Okay, top 10 conspiracy movies. Top 10 funniest drunk people, part one. Top 5 voicemail messages of the week. Patriot drunk rednecks. I'm like Alex Trebek giving the categories. This is great. 10 biggest bong hits. Top 10 funny news bloopers. Top 10 meltdowns on television censored. Top 10 biggest sex scandals. And ladies and gentlemen, our final category, NFL fan fights. Alex. See, I got them all like figured out, so I'm gonna do like Wheel of Fortune here. Top 5 voicemail messages. Wait a minute. Every time I fuck up a word, I have to drink some more. I told you. You're at the beginning of a slow train wreck. This is going to be awesome. I haven't even listened to these, so let's discover them together, shall we? Here we go. Ooh. Chrome Bandit or something. Really cool visual effect. Here we go.
Hey guys, what's up? Chrome Bandit here, and I'm bringing back...
He's like, Chrome Bandit. And then he sounds like he's like, hey mom, how come you keep checking my socks for crustiness? He's like really young. Listen, we gotta go back. I'm sorry. I don't know who he is. You know, I want to thank him for making the list, maybe. But, you know, come on. This is like YouTube. Hi there, boys and girls. I'm 14. Oh.
Hey, guys. What's up? Chrome Bandit here, and I'm bringing back the top 5 voicemail messages of the week. We had a good run last time I was doing them, and I liked them a lot. Yeah, submit your clips. Your channel will be in the description. So if you're trying to make a name for yourself, trying to get your channel out there, send me some clips, and your channel will be in the description if people are interested. Please no songs. Your songs are bad.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Sense,
but the songs are pretty shitty, I have to say.
Just an ad.
No songs, thank you very much. And, my gamer tag is Chrome Bandit, as always.
I just got catfished. I just got catfished on YouTube. I thought... It was about go to my website and you can hear me. All right, bitch. All right, got to spin the wheel. Hey, gotta spin the wheel. Hey, that's what we do. We're going to spin the wheel. It will point us to the next ridiculous list or their lack of. Son of a bitch.
I am your father. Can I have a hit of that bong? I vote for 10 biggest bong hits. I am your father. Luke, you make me laugh. I haven't laughed like that since I melted in half. Oh. Okay. I am. Okay. By the way, Yoda smells like shit. Seriously, have you gotten within 5 feet of him? Oh, God. 700 fucking years old. How do you think old people smell when they're 80? How do you think someone's going to smell when they're 700 fucking years old? And all I do is breathe through this machine. And I got Yoda stink. It's like having mold in your air conditioning unit. Fucking A.
Okay, let's go back to the big board. Oh, the big board's got all the sound effects, though. You know. Come on! Who doesn't like a good fart joke? See what I mean? Wait a minute, what's this one? Nah, this one's better, though. Now, are you spackling a wall? Or, you know... What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear that? I'm not telling you what to think. You're pre-wired for that, you know? Which one's your favorite, though, between... Which one's your favorite? I mean, they're both about exits, you know? Like, you know. All right, ready to spin the wheel for our next countdown on the Ledge Premature Show while he drinks and gets intoxicated. Here we go. Here we go. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, the crowd's going wild. Patriot Drunk Rednecks is up next on the Dangerous Conversation Pot Pourri broadcast. Here we go. This is entitled Patriot Drunk Rednecks.
When we're at war with the Arab, we do not need a damn Arab president.
Aye, huh?
When we're at war with the Arabs, we do not need an Arab president. And then he pulls up on the lawnmower right behind her.
Well, come here and tell him about cutting his head off and stuff. She didn't.
Cutting his head off?
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
When you go over there to them Arab countries, they are cutting off the heads of the soldiers of our Americans. And his middle name is Hussein.
That's right. Remember now, Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim, and his middle name is Hussein.
We want to vote for somebody with a name like Barack Hussein Obama. Why don't we just vote for
that? Oh, see, now you know the other guy's serious because he pulled a cigarette. He's like, you know what? I'm shutting off the engine because we going to go off right now. That's right, baby. Let's do this thing. Woo-hoo! The third guy on the back of the ATV is now starting to hold his hand up in front of his face, but he's not he's not satisfied with that. He's now he's got his head hiding behind her, and he's trying to block her face with his hand.
We want to vote for somebody with a name like Barack Hussein Obama.
Why don't we cut your fucking hair?
Well, why are we electing an Arab when we're at war with Iraq and Iran? I mean, come on, American people. This don't make much sense, does it?
He's like a hand puppet behind her. He's like, when she says stuff he doesn't like, he's like, shakes his hand real quick. This is classic.
We're at war with the Middle East, but we want somebody for president with a name like Barack Hussein Obama. Give us a break.
Put your hand down there.
You can cut that part out.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, he dropped an effer.
Sir, got it.
Tell him about cutting his head off, sir.
They've been cutting off our American soldiers' heads.
I believe it was my head off, wasn't it? Were you going to cut Corin's head off?
No, he's from Spain.
There you go. That's about all I can handle. You ever notice that, like, when you watch, like, idiots, it doesn't matter the level of where that idiocy comes from when it comes to, they lean this way or that. It's just the joke. It's like when you get to about 90 seconds of the idiot, the joke wears itself out because all you're going to do is hear repeated idiocy in slightly different words. So thank you for playing our game. I think we've got a home version to give her, Johnny. That's right, and here it is. Oh, and by the way, you know when we need lots and lots of people in the future? We're not going to come to you. Thank you, double entendre. And by the way, there's the exit. Get the fuck out of here, you freaking stupid. Jesus Christ. Okay. She's been eliminated. Time to spin the magic wheel again. Still up at best science websites, top 10 conspiracies, top 10 funniest drunk people, biggest bong hits, funny TV bloopers, top 10 TV meltdowns, 10 biggest sex scandals, and the NFL fan fights. Let's go to the magic wheel. And here we go again. I don't know if this will be funny, but let's find out what the best science websites are. Ooh. Are you moving? I am. Earl. Sorry about that. I have been drinking, in my own defense. There we go. Oh, it's I got to narrate it. Okay, first, number 10 is popsci.com, P-O-P-S-C-I.com. And wait, it's like a freight train just stopping the momentum of my program. It's estimated unique monthly visitors, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so I'm just going to go through the list. We'll keep the music going, but feel free to dance amongst yourselves. So that first one is PopSci, as in P-O-P-S-C-I.com. Okay, you good? Good. It's only 2 minutes. Popular Science. Oh, Popular Science. Okay. Number 9, Nature.com. Self-explanatory, my friends. Nature.com. Here we are. Science. Okay, here we go. We're going to back you up. Got to keep the rhythm. Oh, there we go. Christ. It's scientificamerican.com. So it's S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I. Fuck you. Oh, I got to start again. S-C-I-E-N-D-I-F-I-C-A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N.com. Fuck. All the blood rushed out of my head because I lost oxygen repeating the length of your fucking website. Seriously. Jesus Christ, scientificamerican.com. You can't come up with like an abbreviated version of that? Number 7 on the countdown, space.com. There it is, folks, space.com. Number 7 always sucks because you're like, you're not the worst, but you're certainly not the best. Number 6, sciencedirect.com, sciencedirect.com. That's right, kids. Hey, to the two females, the you with the umbrellas in your drink, we're going to dedicate the next song to you, ScienceDaily.com, ScienceDaily.com. How much of this countdown would be worth anything if you didn't just type websites, science, Google? Yeah, I'm with you. LiveScience.com, LiveScience.com. Do they have a deadscience.com? Like, you know, where everything's dead and no one gives a fuck? Maybe not. Discovery.com. 6.5 million monthly visitors. None of them are getting laid. Number 2, NASA.gov. NASA.gov. If you go there, they eventually will deposit your ashes on Mars. And number 1, here we go, howstuffworks.com, 19.5 million visitors a month, kiddos, howstuffworks.com. So, boys and girls, let me tell you, that was fantastic, and I think that top 10, see, now they're milking it. See, that's what they do. See, they had like a great video, and they're like, oh man, let's just put all our websites at the end. Everybody get some, put your credits in there and put your, like, I love you, mom. And they're like, remember when we hugged at that concert, put that picture in there at the end? And guess what? No one fucking cares. You're messing with my, you're messing with my mojo. Spinning the wheel. And here we go. I think it was Terry Berlin from Berlin or Sex. Remember that song? Maybe I'll find it in time. But ladies and gentlemen, everybody loves a podcast, but everybody loves a podcast even more if it talks about sex. Seriously. Everybody just go, oh, yeah. Top 10 biggest sex scandals, and here we go. Uh-oh. Number 10. Dominique Strauss-Kahn. By the way, I think that was fake. I think they plastered him with that because he had gone against basically the New World Order. That's my opinion. But let's find out. You know, it's like when you walk into the courtroom and there's like 6,000 cameras at you. What are you going to do? Not smile? You're just going to walk in kind of looking confident and do your thing. And you know, maybe they let you live. Number nine. Oh, Barney Frank. Now, remember, unfortunately, because people can't accept homosexuality is just a different shade of gray, if you will, from straight all the way to gay, bisexual in the middle, and all those shades of gray. And that's really the way all species are, not just ours. And unfortunately, people needed to be persecuted for, oh, who knows how many years, and who knows how much longer the stupid stigma of homophobia will stick around. So it means people like Barney Frank, well, you know what? I just can't have a boyfriend and live a normal life. I got to go underground and do things weird. 1989, Barney Frank. Affair with male prostitute. See, if that was just his boyfriend. And by the way, Washington, D.C., when it comes to like kinky wear, like, you know, bodices and dildos and butt plugs and all that, that little tiny dot that is the cesspool and snake pit of America, Washington, D.C., yeah. They buy more kink, they participate in more, they spend more money on what we would consider kink, because it's been labeled that way. So they're the wildest bunch of motherfuckers, but they don't want us to be wild because the control of religion and speaking into your head about this is right and this is wrong and this is God and this is not. Well, what happens when one of their own gets caught being who he is? A gay man? It's a scandal. It's a scandal. So far, I don't agree with this list, but let's keep going. You guys spun the magic wheel. All right, number eight. Here we go. Wiener. All right. Hey, Jesus. Who hasn't sent a dick pic? You know? If you've sent a dick pic. Yeah. Who hasn't? I mean, I'm in my flip phone trying to focus, remember, because, you know, the pixelation was sucked. And I'm like, oh, my God, it looks really good. It looks majestic. It's like just the way the light's hitting it. It's like a Fellini movie. I need to take this picture and save it. And then later on when I'm just totally wasted out of my ass and stoned and it's 2 a.m. and I've been, you know, kind of flirting with this girl online and I just want to send her my dick and she didn't even ask for it. No way. No way, dude. No way. It's just simply going, man. We're yeah. Anthony Weiner. You know, pretty soon it won't matter. No one will give a fuck. Seriously. Eventually, sex will be thought of the same way as we think about breathing and life and food. It'll just be a natural balanced, because it's so imbalanced, because it's been held back. Now the pendulum swings so far in one direction, and now they all freak out about it. Oh, this person put his dick out, or this woman's walking topless. You know what? In 50 years, people are going to laugh at that shit. They're going to laugh. All right? So far, I hate this list. I don't hate it, but I'm having fun making fun of it. He's got to go up. He's got to give the wiener speech.
I'm here today to again apologize.
Yeah, because, you know what?
Mistakes.
Because I got some abs, man. I had some Viagra in me, and I had a few, and a couple bumps. I'm like, where the fuck is my phone, man? My dick looks good. Whoa, let's do this. This moment could pass me by. I gotta have it captured forever.
I have made, and the embarrassment I have caused.
Will you resign, Mr. Berlusconi?
Another, I don't know, sexual impropriety, whatever. So it's just some old fucking guy with power banging a young chick who likes power. Who cares? That happens all day, every day. Women are attracted to power, and men are attracted to young women. Gee. Let me see. It takes you a while to get your power. Makes you old. All right. And old men are attracted to young women, and young women are attracted to power. Hey, I think, I don't know, just maybe I'm thinking. I don't consider that a scandal. I consider that human nature. And it happens everywhere and all the time. All the way down to, like, office sex. Both sides. I'm not talking about women and equality and men abusing their power. I'm talking about, you know what? This is what goes on. You can get pissed about it. That's cool. You can already go, yeah, I know. Or you can be in the middle of it and have an opinion about it. That's cool. I get it. Well, it's not just, you know, oh, it's a scandal. Not a fucking scandal. It's the way human beings are wired right now because they're about themselves and they don't give a fuck about anybody else about themselves. For the majority, not all of you, lighten up. But what we see in the political realm, in other words, our leaders, people are supposed to show us the way. Their wisdom, their knowledge, they will help change societies. What a fucking crock. They're the weak-minded ones. They're the ones that want power. They're the egotistical assholes. They're the ones that seek self love that they can't find themselves, so they go outside themselves. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be a senator. You know what? Fuck you. Then I'm going to have some power. I'll tell you. I'll go back to my high school, and they'll have to call me sir, motherfucker. That's a weak-minded person. And they end up in power, and we put them in power, and then we called it a scandal. So we could throw some rocks, you know, at the glove, you know. Come on. Who are we kidding here? Elliot Spitzer. I mean, he's like a Google search all in himself. Because, I mean, this guy starts off, you know, you know, even 9/11 and the way they threw him under the bus was because essentially most people realized that this man was ruffling a few feathers slightly above his pay grade. So I don't know if his scandal was real. Probably was, you know, he's a powerful man. Young women, same thing. I don't want to excuse what these guys do, or women. What I want to talk about is, it's not a fucking shock, but it is a shock, and the mainstream media will make it that, if that person is not doing what the machine wants that person to do. And that's really what this list is. Yeah, you can bet who's number one. So that's Spitzer. Oh, John Edwards. Now, this guy from the South, probably going to, you know, be, you know, he was charismatic. He did well in polling. He did well running as a VP. And you know what? And, you know, ends up being the presidential nominee in 2008. And like Gary Hart, like I said, If you look at the track record of these guys, they're all going to be banging a girl. They're all going to be cheating on, I don't mean 100% of them. I just mean the vast majority of these people seek power because they love how it feels. And you can bet your ass they're going to take advantage of that power. It shouldn't be a shock. But what we do is because we're so Puritan and we sit in the front seat in our church and we look at each other and we go, oh, that person's doing that. And we judge each other constantly. And what we want is we want sacrificial lambs like this guy right here. John Edward fathered a child with his mistress. Don't. See you later. There goes your political career, because, you know, it's not like anybody who's ever voted has had an affair. 70% of America. I want my politicians clean and squeaky. They're squeaky and clean. You know why? You know why you can't? Because they're just like you. Dummy? All right, John Profumo, British Secretary of State. Yeah, whatever, 1963. There goes that list. You built it all up. I thought it was Clinton. Come on. Seriously, who didn't? All right, let's go back to the wheel. I'm voting funniest drunk. What a concept. Funniest drunk. Funniest drunk. Now, remember, this is a video, so let's hope there's some audio to go with it. Here we go. All right, well, right now we got a guy sitting, literally, in a chair that's been pulled out of a minivan, and he's leaning back on it, and he's wearing big giant boots and suspenders and big giant flannel. Now, judging from what he's wearing, he might have been working, you know, who knows, on a boat or something. But, or maybe he's drunk. And there happens to be a, I don't know, like a whippet, not a whippet, like a, what's the Labrador mix that, damn it. Like a spaniel, in between a spaniel and a lab is over there. Let's hit it and see if we got some audio. Hopefully we do. Here we go. Oh, it's got music. And oh, there goes the chair. We froze it. Now, this man is just about to have the back of his head hit the concrete. But due to the power of YouTube, we get to enjoy it at a deeper level and examine the picture and realize it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Bam! Okay. And guess what? The dog goes over. The dog goes over to lick his face like, are you okay? And guess what? He doesn't even budge. Ever been that drunk? I'm working on it. Hang on a second. Hang on. I want audio effects here.
Luke, take another shot.
That's three. I'll try and do this whole thing. I promised you an accelerated rate of alcohol effect. I'm working on it. Don't give me shit. Okay. Did you hear the helicopter outside? Neither do I. Yeah, sometimes you got to suffer through some of the special effects of a live podcast. So, I appreciate it. Oh, boy. There'll be no edits in tonight's podcast. But we may use some video to fill in a gap. Drunk guy wakes up, hugs dog. I love you, babe. Uh-oh. Drunk guy being interviewed in a very small police interrogating room, sitting in his chair and leans forward, basically pile drives his forehead into the carpeting. Oh, right. No, you got it wrong. He never made it that far. And by the way, he's got plumber's butt. So he's not only put his head through the sheetrock, and he has, there's a hole, but now he's got plumber's butt. This is all on video. You ever been that drunk? You ever been like, oh, shit, I'm on video. Uh-oh. Not only did I pass out, people can see my ass crack and my forehead going through a fucking wall. God damn. Hell yes. Okay, let's move on down the countdown. Cop moves around to help him. All right. Oh, wait a minute. There's more. The cop gets him to stand up, and there's a door behind him and an opening, and he falls backwards into it. So basically, so this man is like a one-man wrecking crew. He's already put a hole in your wall. Now he's going to fall backwards and dent on, you know, way to go, officer. Oh, and the officer's walking around like, oh, Jesus Christ, where'd you go? I can't keep track of you. Ledge has to take another drink. He's moving on. By the way, I am live at On the Ledge Studios. The only Uber I need is to the couch. GT got her ass wore out today. She's sitting to my right. She just lifted her head up. But she's wore the fuck out. So this is why we're doing the show Tuesday night instead of Wednesday, because tomorrow I'd be busy. All right, let's go. Come on now. Okay, drunk guy and a cop. Okay. All right, here we go. There's a guy in a park. And here he goes. And he's walking. He's walking. Here's what you see a lot with drunk people. Is when they finally pick themselves up off the ground and they feel like they've got their ballast, and then they start to, they somehow gravity is starting to pull them forward, and they try to keep themselves upright. And the only way to do that is to accelerate, and then they're running. And a lot of times they make a circle before, like this guy, his head goes right into the grass. And he's like, you know what? Thank God that was in concrete, or I'd be in the hospital. But no, I'm going to lay on my back. Just make sure my nose isn't bleeding. There we go. Now we got one. And I've, you know what? I've been, where's my bell? Where's my bell? Where's my bell? Oh, wrong bell. Oh, my God. I grew up in a town in Connecticut that had hills and sidewalks that might go uphill or downhill. I moved to Florida, and everything got equal. It was much easier to be drunk in Florida because you didn't have to walk uphill. I'd been here. Mike Olivero and I were working at 98 Rock. We went out to the Grammys in California, and we decided to go to the House of Blues. I think it was B.B. King. It was an amazing show. And because we had these special Volkswagen Grammy Week or whatever it was called, laminates on, we got free booze. And when you're doing, excuse me, when you're doing free booze, you know, like, yes, give me a shot of Jaeger. Mike and I decided to do, I think it was 8 shots apiece. I don't remember what it was. You know what I do remember is things got ugly quickly. That's what I remember. Like, hey, Mike, I'm going to go now and see ya. Boom. You're looking for an exit. You got out of the building. You're like, okay, where's my hotel? Where's my hotel? Oh, it's over here. Right across the street. And I mean right across the street, but the street itself is at like a 40-degree angle. It's like one of those L.A. streets. So I have to come out of a parking lot and maneuver across the street, and I'm like, okay, there's no way I can go across the street. I can go up the street in the parking garage. I go up the street. All right, drunk people walking uphill. You have been that person, unless you live in Florida, because there's no such thing. But most of us have experienced trying to walk uphill drunk as fuck. Okay. And no. Come on. He's like leaning 30% backwards, trying to walk up a hill, and there's a wall to his left, and that is the only thing that is saving his skull from fracture, at least for now. And he's in neutral. He's moving forward. I'm walking. Okay, lean to the wall. Lean to the wall. The wall. Oh, he's going backwards. Up against the wall. Yes. When all else fails and gravity's pulling you backwards, look for help to your left or your right. Okay, you know, we've all been there. Sometimes that's a person. Sometimes it's a person you don't even know. You're walking in a crowd and you're about, I'm losing it. Boom, you just reach over to your left and there's like a person that doesn't know you. And you just, oh, I'm sorry. But then all of a sudden they're looking at you like, motherfucker, get your goddamn hands off me. And like, sorry, a few too many. That guy? Yes, that's this video. And by the way, I'm working on that. But I don't have to walk. Okay, next. I have no idea what this is. It's a small child being loaded on a large bicycle. Basically, it's a drunk person, and this can only end badly. Let's enjoy it together. Okay, they're just... Oh, yep, yeah, there he goes. Oh, I'm sorry. It's two drunk guys trying to load a giant log on a bike. And all four of them are down. The bike, the log, and the two drunk guys. Hey, you know, if we take this log, we can go burn it. How do you get it there?
Go get that bicycle. You can't put this on the bicycle. Yeah, you can. Go get the bike. Go get the bike. Okay, I'm gonna hang on this tree so I can pick the bike back up. Don't look at me! Don't look at me!
So now we have two drunk large guys in very big puffy coats leaning a bicycle against the tree. I think we're going to do this one and one more. We're going to move on because, you know. Excuse me. In the next hour. Who's next? Same guys. Uh-oh. Oh, this is a drunk guy at a festival where you're like, you can't lean over too far because you know you're going to fall. And his flip-flops came off, and he can't put them back on. You ever been that fucked up? No. Neither have I. Sorry. All right, time to spin the wheel. Top 10 TV meltdowns. Censored. I want censored. Top 10 meltdowns on live television. Ooh. Fuck it. We'll do it live. You know, I see O'Reilly in one of the pictures. I just want to go to that one just for that one. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going. I am.
Welcome back to Hardball.
Filled in with some air, okay, not so as low of
Chad,
pressure, but
Chad,
Camille.
Chad,
but let me talk, Carol.
Translate that for us. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, if you would let me talk.
He's a giant hurricane moving towards New Orleans. Chad, tell me what it means. And he's like, he literally takes all his paperwork and throws it on the ground. Can you imagine when they went to commercial what that felt like? Cunt. Dick. I can't work under these conditions anymore. I just can't. There's no way we're going to have to make some changes around here. Here we go. Sam Donaldson holding an umbrella above his head. You don't remember who he is. He's another lackey.
Let me talk.
You tell her to shut up.
We'd like to close.
We don't have the clothes yet. I haven't written the clothes yet, Mother.
Gave his word to President Reagan that Israel would not...
That was Sam Donaldson. This is Leslie Visser?
I think the lady expressed herself.
And, I love this
you're
one.
You're not here. You're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer. How did that happen?
I mean, seriously.
And no, I...
Hang on, we got to go back.
Here, you're there.
We got to go back.
Rest yourself.
Okay. We got Ron Burgundy on the left, white hair and everything, looking distinguished. And then we got another guy, kind of Harry Carey looking, big glasses. He's got a... Okay. Obviously, there's been a power struggle going on. And one is Mr. Distinguished Anchorman. And the other guy is, I've got to be the field reporter, but I used to be your fucking boss. That is awesome. It's like, tee it up. It's awesome. Now listen. Here we go.
And you're not here, you're there.
Okay, that's the field reporter talking back. Okay, so here we go.
Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter.
But I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
I don't
know. Here's Annabelle DeMillo.
So good. That is so good. Remember, you're watching like live TV. Oh, honey, what's on? Oh, you know, Wheel of Fortune comes on at 7:30. News is almost over. Let's turn it on. You turn it on, and it's like an anchorman going, yeah, you know, how'd that happen? Oh, that's awesome. That's just so cool. Should we spin the wheel? Let's see what we got. There's more. Okay, this guy is barely, this is bad video, so I got to back it up just enough. So here we go.
Here's Annabelle DeMillo.
Also today, some poor people in Detroit are without a place to go. What the does that mean?
He was on a...
He thought he was being recorded, you know, because this is Dan Marino here.
Bye week, by the way, playing golf. He told me that defense is blocked.
That was Dan Marino hitting the desk, surrounded by a bunch of guys on HBO's NFL, whatever. And here is the infamous, fuck it, we'll do it live. This is my boy, Bill. This is Bill O'Reilly. Here we go. This is the peak. This is the crescendo of their list.
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
I bet he's fun at parties, you know? He looks like Jabba the Hutt now, but I bet he's fun at parties. Like, boy, you know. But that's what he's got left.
Thing sucks!
Your complete forecast, all the day's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live at News.
I mean, that's so rude. I can't.
Oh, that's Chris Berman. This is infamous. Here we go. You know, the godfather of ESPN, this guy.
I mean, that's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so rude. Just, why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? That 2 hours.
He's got to read a teleprompter and look at the TV and summon in his background. Not his background, but in basically he's got the prompter in front of him. Can you tell the alcohol's kicking in? Shit. Wait a minute. It's definitely kicking. Here we go. You going to send us to like the third quarter, Rick? Woo! Here we go. Hang on a second. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, I think it's time to spin the magic wheel again of topics. Top 20 conspiracy movies that are worth a view. Shit, I gotta narrate it, and I've been drinking. Oh, wait a minute. Why does it start with number one and go, well, you built your list upside down, you dumb fucks. What the fuck? I gotta start at the bottom? Oh, man, you know, it's a click page. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Look. Check, check. Looks like the record. Check, check. Looks like the record mechanism was failing me there. Check, check. Okay, we good? Check it. Check, check, check. Sibilance. Sibilance. Check, check. Here we go. So back to the list. best conspiracy movies. Manchurian Candidate, the original, not Denzel, 1962. Sinatra, black and white, man, really sells it. That's what I love about it. 1935, Hitchcock's adaptation of the... I am trying to sound like I'm not drinking, failing miserably. So let's just do it. Here we go. Alfred Hitchcock's adaption of the classic John Buckman's thriller pits every... Read it like every word at a time, drunk fuck. It's a... I don't know. It came out 35. Here we go. Wag the Dog, 97. Know that one. I tell people about that all day. Yeah. You want to know how a government can collude with a reputable, in quotes, news network to perpetuate a war, there's many examples. All the way back to the Gulf of Tonkin. Hey, fuck that. All the way back to Remember the Maine. And Wag the Dog is just the more high-tech version of the same story. Chinatown, 74, same thing. All the President's Men, that's Hoffman again. And, Redford, basically, you know, Woodward and Bernstein and bringing down Nixon for cheating. Okay, that's, I think, when the machine said, we need to control the message, too. We can't have independent news networks actually doing their job, the fourth estate, looking over the other three parts of that estate and going, we're going to be the watchdog. Well, we all know that's fucking disappeared. So if you haven't seen it and you're 25 and you're like, I like conspiracies. You know what? X-Files. You know about X-Files? I can't prove to you aliens landed, but I can also say, you know what? Who knows? And on the other end of it, of course, governments conspire. Of course they do. Of just Google the word conspire. Or conspiracy. A couple more. How about Enemy of the State? One of my favorites. Will Smith accidentally receives information from an old friend that is highly toxic about an assassination, technically, and they just rout his life out. Edward Snowden, remember, Enemy of the State is 1998. Edward Snowden is... What, 2013, 2014? 7 days in May, that's the Cuban Missile Crisis. Blowout, oh my God. Didn't I just talk about this last week? It's like one of my favorite movies. Now, Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's not one of my favorite movies. It was a movie at the very beginning of my radio career where a sound technician, the guy that used the Ampex decks and recorded nature sounds and everything, found himself somehow in a different, you know, issue with a politician and hooker and all that. The next Zapruder film. And this is what, 1983, I think? Let me look. 81. Little did I know, later in my life, I'd start doubting the official story. So, 3 Days of the Condor, Redford again. Isn't it funny how he's in a lot of those? By the way, Sneakers, he's in. I don't think it's mentioned. Arlington Road, that's a funky one, man. That's funky. Where Jeff Bridges kind of gets conned by Tim Robbins and his wife, and he's like, they're the terrorists, and they set him up as the patsy. And 1988, you know, yeah, it was Roddy Piper. I get it, but, you know, when you look at the film and you watch it, you realize, what do you know and what don't you know, and who controls the message? Not just what you learn, but what you should be. How you should act. You should have 2 babies. You should not, you know, obey. Watch that movie. Watch it. By all means. Syriana, that's about God, which is gold, oil, and drugs in the Middle East. That's what that movie's about. Marathon Man, yeah. Isn't it funny how Dustin Hoffman is in like 4 of the top 10? This is a guy who accidentally stumbles into finding some stolen diamonds and so on and so forth, and a man tortures him. And he basically falls into the conspiracy. The Man Who Knew Too Much. I've never seen this one. But what I have seen is the Bill Murray send-up of The Man Who Knew Too Little, which is fucking hilarious. We need to unplug. The Insider... that's Russell Crowe, blown out. I'm sorry, Russell Crowe blowing the stack on the tobacco industry. Okay. And Conspiracy Theory, that's Mel Gibson, Taxi Driver, very, very popular movie. There's a lot of good ones in this. Missing, saw that, can't comment on it, don't remember it well enough. Capricorn 1, that goes back to whether, you know, Apollo 11 or 12 or 13 would actually make it there, would they survive, let's shoot an alternate ending just in case, or the opposite side of that coin, they never made it there, and it was all faked, because it's either one or the other. You know what? Personally, I think they made it. But, you know, let's backtrack. Did they? How come we don't go there again in 2017? Remember, we went there in 69. The technology we have, it's like a stone's throw away from us. Why wouldn't we go there? Why wouldn't we set up measurements and tools? Why could... I mean... We're talking about going to Mars all of a sudden. Why Mars? Why not go back to the moon for a while and really, let's see if we can grow shit there. Let's see if there's water under the surface. Why go to the moon? And that's what a conspiracy theorist would ask. Why? Why not just go back there first? Why haven't we gone back there first? So, Clute, JFK 91, of course, that's Oliver Stone. So, all you can say about that is, hang on, fuck, I need to keep drinking. You know why I know I need to keep drinking? Is because the performance has gone downhill, but not rapidly enough. Hang on.
Here we go.
this part of the podcast will stretch out a bit. Because I am several beers into the evening and I have a bowl. And my goal tonight, because I can't do the show Wednesday at 8 p.m., was to... Wait a minute. It's like when a fish is given birth and she spits out all her eggs and you think she's done. You know, and all of a sudden you go like, oh no, there's 100 more. That's like that last burp. That's not it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Hang on. I got to move around in my chair.
I'm going to stand up. Oh, here we go.
That's disappointing. It's not there. Ah. Wow. Whew. Here we go. Yeah. Guess what these are? There it is. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Did Jesus send that burp? For those of you that listen to the show and are religious, Jesus is my co-pilot on these burps right now. All right, here we go. I told you I was going to get fucked up. I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to record a podcast, and as the show progresses... or digresses, depending on how you view this, we going to rock it. So what did I say for last on the, you know, or second to last? Who knows? Who knows? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to 10 biggest bong hits. Yeah, cheesy applause. Okay, here we go. And there we go.
Number 10.
Here we go. This guy just hit a bong. It's a good 3-footer. That's what she said. And he's trying to hold it in. Let's see how he does. See, he doesn't hold it long, though. See, that's the thing. You can do a big-ass bong hit, but if you hold it for 10 seconds, you're not my fucking hero. I'd rather you do a little one and hold it for 30 seconds, and you're my hero. The whole idea of putting smoke into your lungs is to let it sit there for a while, you dickhead. God. All right. I hope this entire video isn't this kind of idiocy. I took a huge bong hit, and I held it for 6 seconds. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Oh, let me search for something that just completely reflects my attitude when it comes to how long you held that bong hit. Yeah, that's my point. Douchebag. All right, here we go.
Number 9.
All right, that's a pretty good pipe. It's a pretty good hit. It's, I would say, a foot and a half, big old bass on it. And let's see. Ready? As soon as he stops hitting it, let's count. 1001. He just fucking blew it right back out. I mean, it wasn't even in his lungs for a second. These aren't big bong hits. This is like, I just want to lick the... You know, like your girlfriend goes, baby, you want to give me a blowjob? And she goes, and she just like puts her tongue on your dick for like 2 seconds. And you go, wait, that's not it. What are you doing? Okay, so far, 30 seconds into this video, fuck it. Where's my pipe? Fucking douchebag. Pussies. that's me releasing my carb count. Hit a beer coming. Oh, I can hit a big giant pipe. Look at me. Hang on. There it is. I don't care how big your bong hit is. If you can't hold it in, then what? It's not, your lungs won't expand, and you won't feel the whole reason you goddamn do it. All right, one more. And if these. All right, so now it takes the second one.
My God.
Woo! Number 8.
See? Yeah. All right, she's got to be, she got a fucking flamethrower to light it, and here we go. Comes the hit.
Yeah.
Takes the hit. Big John, come on, get it up in there. Yeah. So what she did was she cut it off. Put your hand on the top. Hold that smoke. That smoke can get nasty in a hurry, though, by the way. So there you go. How disappointing are the bong hits, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think I have the words. And I wish I did. You know, when I do these kind of shows, I can get emotionally attached to what I'm doing. And when I see people like that making a top 10 video about bong hits, I want to walk up to them and I want to go, you know what? No, seriously, you're embarrassing people that know how to smoke weed. I can take a big giant bong hit. I can only hold it for a second. Fuck you. Asshole. All right. Let's spin the wheel one more time. You wanna? All right, let's do it. Top 10 laughing news bloopers of the time of Tiberius Caesar. Can you tell I'm being sarcastic? Okay, cool. Here we go. I know what the first one is because I recognize this woman. And here we go.
This is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Camp. Now, everything you heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but fuck it. I quit.
See, the best part is, smart, intelligent woman, obviously realizing maybe not just financially what lies ahead. And let's be honest, if people are smart enough to realize, and I talk about this all the time when it comes to the cannabis and hemp issues, everything from building materials and foods and proteins and oils and plastic, what's the word? See, wait a minute. Watch what happens when I drink. Ugh. Biodegradable plastics instead of the ones made from oil and so on and so forth. I see that people are smart enough to get ahead of the curve, not just what they think and feel, but hey, if they got a few bucks, why wouldn't you put it into a penny stock of a cannabis growing company or a distributor of machinery that processes cannabis and so on and so on? In other words, the market. If you're not paying attention to the market, you're not, I get it. You know, happy is peace, love, and you know what? You know what drives the world is productivity. And first of all, balance. And that's what hemp and cannabis can bring us in both medicines and the, I don't know, 800 products you can make make from it. But what this is, and I remember the first time I saw this and I was looking at it and I was like, oh my God, she's headed to a business. She's pretty damn sure Alaska is going to pass this referendum, but none of that is really spectacular to me until she said, fuck it. I'm a radio guy. She's a TV chick on TV right now. And then
now,
she goes,
"Heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but fuck it. I quit."
Now, that's a segment, and it goes back to the main anchor woman who is still has the cannabis logo. You know, like we'll put the reporter on one side and the big old picture on the other. This woman is quick on her feet.
All right, we apologize for that. We'll be right back. Pardon for us, but a young.
So, like, the smart one who worked there and did her, she's like, you know what? This market's going to explode. I'm going to be part of it. How do I get noticed? Fuck it. On the 6 o'clock news, the other one's like, shit in her pants. All right, here we go. This is number two. iPhone 6 released in Perth today. Yeah, let me back it up just a notch because I don't want to miss the audio. Here we go.
Pardon for us, but a young bloke called Jack walks out with the very first iPhone, okay? So obviously there's a rush of people running up to Jack, and here is what happened when I ran to Jack. Have a look.
Okay, now this is just a normal iPhone, is it?
This is just a normal iPhone 6. Yeah, I didn't want
a
bigger one.
Okay, all right. We're doing the reveal. Ooh. His name's Jack.
He opens the box, he got the iPhone 6, and he pulls it open too quickly, and the phone literally face plants on the concrete.
All good.
Best luck. Okay, so she's doing a live. Oh, let me go and look at the fancy phone. All right, now what we got here. See, when I do these videos. Wait a minute. This is just a magnificent show. Wait a minute. Can you hear that? Okay, I got one in my hand. That's two. That's three. That's four. And there's another one somewhere. What did I do with it? All just as the show started. Can't you tell? Can't you hear my... Freeform liberance of syllables? There you go. Put that in writing.
To a Premier League season.
Okay. There was a guy on TV talking about soccer and someone took a blow-up doll and smacked him on the head with it.
Let's remember that, of course, he played under Roberto Martinez at Wigan.
Okay. Now there's another guy giving a scene. God, this is a radio broadcast. I'm sorry. But I've frozen this video. Where I think we're going to finish tonight. I know. You're not happy with that result. But guess what? It's Tuesday night. And I got shit to do tomorrow. And I am, Christ, what's the best way to reward my brain right now? And have everybody go, did you ever hear the episode of Dangerous Conversation where Ledge was shit-faced? I'd be like, shit-faced? And they go, no. And I'm like, well, you know, he kind of apologized, but he really didn't explain the whole thing. I mean, if you look deep into it, like if you look into wait a minute. No, that's colder. That's why I don't burp. When it's colder, I don't burp. Fuck. Hang on a sec. See, why didn't the last one come up that easy? Nobody does that. I'm doing a production here. You know, Rick? God. So anyway, to end the show and really bring it full circle. This all planned out full circle. Write that screen. My dog is so passed out in front of me that in the last 2 hours or whatever this abortion lasted, she keeps looking up at me like, will you please stop talking? Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just have to amuse myself. Okay, that's how it goes. You can stay or go. It's a class with Shay. As the Clash would say. Christ, I'm almost blow out my jawbone on that one. Blow out. John Travolta. Everything's coming full circle. Oh, shit. I'm not done.
Wait a minute.
I think I just gave birth to a creature. Oh, yeah. There it is. I've officially gone to the dark side. Fuck you, assholes! The dark side's better than the light side. I'm telling you. Come over here. It's more fun. People don't like you, and every day when they don't like you, it excites you. And wait a minute. Hang on. Right there.
Luke, it is time for Ledge. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
There it is.
Luke, it is time for Ledge to wrap up this episode of Dangerous Conversation. It is okay if you fear this, because Luke, I am your... I got it. That was a big bong hit. See, those other pussies weren't taking bong hits. So, anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Luke, I am your...
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Based on every single thing that's going on in the world right now, you guys know everybody's talking about it. We hear about cops. We're hearing about politicians. We're hearing about Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter and Green Lives Matter and All Lives Matter and Human Lives Matter. And I understand and I get the whole concept of focusing on that one topic. But what I want everybody to do, and this is going to be really quick and really simple because I don't really want to get involved in the politics or the bullshit that goes along with this. But everybody stop for 5 seconds. And I want everybody just to stop. And I want you to look around. And I don't want you to look at the color. I don't want you to look at what they're wearing. I don't want you to look at what they're driving. I don't want you to look at anything other than the physical self of the human being as it is. And realize that we are all the same makeup. We may have different colors of skin. We may have different colored eyes. We might have all have different beliefs. But one of the things that our forefathers, if we're going to go this direction, put in was that we are all created equal. Okay. And that's what it comes down to. And the only time, and so much shit is happening right now that we're losing focus and we're starting to micromanage every single part of it. What it all comes down to is that we're all human beings. And if everybody stops and if you open the door, and if you say thank you and you let that person make that left turn who was in the middle lane to go in front of you without getting pissed off, or you let that person in front of you kind of get out of the way before you start honking on the horn, or if you let them skip in front of you because you have 20 items and they have one, it's going to make somebody else's day. So everybody's got to do me a favor tomorrow and throughout this whole week. Who cares what it is? What I want you guys to do is just stop for a second and think, how would you want to be treated? And treat that person who's sitting across from you, be it a waitress, be it a waiter, be it a server, a bartender, a priest, somebody on a plane, a guy who's pumping your gas, and just say hi to them. Say thank you. Take 5 seconds and just be nice. And if every single person who does that, then we can all just have a couple of minutes to peace. So let's all back off for a couple seconds and just be nice to each other. Let's just be fucking nice to each other.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.